Air horn. You just walked into the Rage Prism Country Club. You tripped the wires. The alarms are set off. The dogs have been unleashed. Surprise, they're just puppies kissing your face. Doesn't that sound fantastic? All right, come on in, man. So pour yourself a little drink. We'll get you some water. We'll get you some hooch, whatever you like. You can hang out, spend some time with us. I'm Spook Noble. Welcome, bud. Yo, so glad to have you, man. So it turns out, I know why you're here. I know that you've been downtrodden a little bit. You're a creative animal, and you want to be the most creative animal and create all the time. But you got other shit to do. You got to earn money, but you want to be creative and earn money. Well, that's great. So do I. That's cool. Well, we'll get there one day, right? This isn't what that's really about. This is about being trapped, or feeling trapped at least, and getting down on yourself, man, because you know you have talent, you know you have ambition, you know you have vision, but other people aren't quite with you yet. You'll get there. We'll get there. I'll get there maybe someday too. Anyway, I wanted to start this thing off today, of all days, because I felt especially down, very much down on myself. With the highest highs come the lowest lows. I get very amped about art. I get very amped about like sharing my illustration with everybody, getting great feedback. you know, that sounds silly. Instagram likes, they make me happy. That means people like the art that I'm putting out there in the world. Not that that's the only metric, but that's a day-to-day metric that I can check, on my morning coffee break or at my lunch break at work. And I see it and it takes me out of the day, and all the bullshit that I'm dealing with in regular square ass life kind of just fades away for a couple seconds. Like, okay, man, I'm getting a little bit closer. And then the next day I'm like, I'm getting a little bit closer. This is great. More people are seeing my work. More people are engaging. I'm figuring out these algorithms, not to be confused with Al Gore's rhythm. He has none. You know, and that's a really great thing to focus on. Like I said, not the only metric. There's other things to focus on. So if you get caught up in that, you know, that's going to be shallow. You're not going to get those big rewards. And that's where I feel like I'm at. I get those rewards day to day. I get super amped occasionally about art I make. I get amped about art I make anyway without anybody seeing it. But you know, man, that's the icing on the cake. But today I did not feel that, you know, to be honest with you. I just kind of like posted something and it was like, eh, like a meh response. And that's okay, because it was work that I don't usually make. And that's, you know, one thing you got to figure out. The people that want to see your work like the work that they saw that they liked, if that makes any sense at all. So when you put things out that are a little bit different, you know, you're probably not going to get the response you want, because the people that are checking you out all the time came for that one thing that you didn't give them. And that's really not that important. You know, you can post something to Instagram, you get really excited about it, and you can just dump it. But I don't want to dump it. I really like the work I made, but it's not quite my work. It is, but it isn't. Anyway, short story long, kind of felt down on myself about it today. Kind of felt a little bit overwhelmed just with regular life for no real reason. But just looked back. I looked in the cosmic mirror and it said, is this it for me? Am I ever going to be able to sustain myself with actual creativity? And you know, man, just making art, making what I want to make. I feel like I'm really great, well-rounded human being. Doesn't quite cut it. People don't give a shit about that. Like I said, the metric doesn't always equal the value, if that makes whatever. Anyway, that being said, I want to introduce you one of my first kind of main goals with the Rage Prism system. When you come into the country club, it's not going to smack you in the face. It's in the background. It's the music playing when you walk in. It puts you in a good mood. It's somewhat nostalgic, somewhat ambiguous. I've heard this before. Was it at Kmart? I don't know. So I want to introduce to you the system of uppers and downers. All All right. Should we start with uppers or downers, man? Where do you want to start? Where are you at? Let's say you get real mad. You go to your job. You just, like, you're around regular people. You're at the Walmart. Or you're just trying to commit and accomplish a just menial task. And you're amped. You're so mad. You're seeing red. I look like Terminator Vision without all the, like, data specs. I'm just seeing red. I'm so mad. I'm Scott Summers. I'm so mad I'm seeing red. Man. So what do you do? Do you listen to, like, let's put on, like, Master of Puppets and just, like, want to break shit until, like, our fists are bleeding? That sounds cool. But I actually want you to do the opposite of that. Bear with me for a moment. So what if in this moment you listen to the wackest shit you've ever heard? What if you, like, your default when you're in this mode is like, let's turn on some Steve Winwood. Huh, let's listen to some England Dan. This I've tested in my own personal life. It is proven to work. You have to have a bit of a sense of humor, and if you don't, kind of don't want you in the country club, dude. I don't want you to leave. I just want you to develop a sense of humor and hang out and, you know, wear those, like, real tight white shorts like we do and those white tennis sneakers, you know, and you got your, like, red, white, and blue, like, sweatbands on both wrists. That's how we're doing this at the country club, man. So I call this the downers. And it's not meant to make you sad. It's just meant to turn the volume down on all that rage. You have a rage prism in your heart. You gotta, like, filter some shit through, man. It's a crystal, but, you know, it takes some tinkering. You gotta turn it down a bit. So find some music that chills you out. Find some music that just kind of brings a smile to your face. What about Len? Walking on Sun... Now, what's the name of that song? Anyway, you know, what if it's Walking on Sunshine? That song's ridiculously stupid. But I love it. It takes me out of that mode where I want to punch my fist through people's rib cages, pull out their heart, and smack it on the wall, and tag Spook with it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to be angry. Because, man, when I get angry, then I just kind of stay angry. Until I employ the downer system, brings me out of a little bit. Listen to some cheesy shit. What do you know about Bucks Fizz? You might have heard it at the, you know, at the Value City back in the day, but dig it up. Listen to it. It's on Spotify. Everything's on Spotify. Everything's on YouTube. The goofier, the better, in my opinion, in my personal experience. I really think this will help you. And before you know it, you got a smile on your face and you're like, this is stupid. Why was I so mad about this? Why was I so mad about, like, someone driving a stupid, like, rascal around Walmart, like, cutting me off? Like, that's ridiculous. You should get a laugh out of that. I mean, not that people aren't rascals or anything. That's insensitive. I don't want to be insensitive. I want to be nice. I'm a kind person. But when I see injustice, when I see people being stupid and selfish and, like, emotionally distraught and just acting out against other people or just acting in an immature way just out of their own, like, just their own ego having deficiencies in how to, like, communicate with human beings, man, it makes me mad. But I shouldn't get that mad about it. I don't want to fall victim to their pitfalls. I don't want to go through that trap door, and I don't want you to go through that trap door. I'm going to be doing some Spotify playlists. I actually have some. I'm going to figure out how to link that up so I can share that with all of you people. Make your own playlist. Make a mix CD. I don't care, man. Take a Jock Jam CD. That's pretty ridiculous, too. And it's funny. It'll make you laugh. It'll pull you out of that moment where you see red, where you want to destroy something beautiful. And before you know it, man, you got a smile on your face. You're yellow with joy. Your aura's back to normal. You're back to homeostasis, and all is right in the world. As I said before, with the highest highs come the lowest lows. So when you bring yourself down and you're in that chill state, it's easy to stay in that chill state. Let's just relax. Let's watch 7 episodes of, you know, New Girl. Let's watch 13 episodes of The Office. I can do that easy. I can kill an entire day on Netflix just like you, man. But I don't want you to do that because you only live once. I think Logic said that. Anyway, so, you know, those hours are valuable. Come down, relax. When it's time to go to work, when you have those free moments, I don't care if it's 15 minutes, doodle. How are you going to get in that grind state where you just want to, like, destroy everything with beauty? You want the entire world to be Minecraft from your pencil. That sounds cool, right? I think it sounds cool. I don't play Minecraft. I've never played it. My kid plays Roblox. That game's hideous. Anyway, how do you get there? Well, man, you need some uppers. I don't want you popping pills, dude. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, but I'd rather you not. Inversely, we need to make a playlist. We need to have some type of music. I don't care if it's one song. Carry it around with you in your back pocket on a 45. I don't care, but get something that gets you amped up, that gets you super live. And that's what you listen to. Your angry shit is the shit you should listen to when you're working. It will amplify every bit of energy you brought to the table. I listen to more hip hop than anything. Some Run the Jewels sounds great. Pusha T gets me going, dude. I really don't really like the rap music about drugs. But I think when I listen to rap music about drugs, it's real drugs in my brain right now. It's not about pushing weight on the street. I mean, they kind of talk like that. But to me, you know, Master P wasn't selling Ghetto D. He was selling me dope beats that made me want to do dope beats of my own. He was selling me, like, energy, and I wanted to amplify that and make my own cool shit, you know? That's what Ghetto Dope was to me, you know? And, like, when I listen to Pusha T, when I listen to Freddie Gibbs, like, I don't like shit about drugs. I don't like drugs anyway, but man, that's how I justify that, you know? That shit is so raw and so good that I can use that. That's the drugs for me. Pusha T is pushing kilos of energy into my veins. And I'm listening to that shit and I am getting amped. And I'm making my best work. And, you know, when you're having fun, that is on the paper. That's on the page. That's on the tablet. People should be able to tell. I'm incredibly neurotic when it comes to art. I have so much anxiety about, like, making an image, which is so stupid. And I waste so much time doing that. But man, find something that gets you out of that, like, front brain, whatever part of the brain that tells you that, like, oh, well, this line's not good enough, oh, this doesn't add up, that's not how Mobius would draw it, things that come into my brain from time to time. Get music that gets you past that, that just pushes you past it. You come to that barrier and it is thinly veiled and you can just, like, oh, whatever, you just brush it aside, you don't even notice it after a while. You can do this with anything, man. I listen to UGK, I listen to Outkast. You throw in a Stankonia, dude, that's what I should do tonight. I should just pull an all-nighter, throw on Stankonia, and make a book. Make 14 drawings of, like, the coolest, wildest shit that doesn't need to be anything special. But, dude, it'll be fun, energetic drawings just off of that, just off of the music. Music is the closest thing to magic that human beings can offer. You can think of magic as one of two ways. It's, like, unobtainable, unexplainable. In the ether, just has to be pulled, lightning in the bottle. And that's what art is. The other bit of magic is just like, things we can explain with science. We used to call magic, like alchemy. Now we know alchemy. We know how it works. We know how to do it. That's why we got all the gold. That's how they got it at Fort Knox. We get Merlin to do it. That's why we're so rich. We're the richest nation because of all the alchemy, because we had Isaac Newton and he was so brilliant with alchemy, figured that shit out for us. So that's really just like how we make our money in America, right? You just like, well, we'll just boil this down, get a little hog's hair and put that through a sieve and sprinkle some cinnamon. And I think I might have tasted mercury. And then you got gold, and that's how we make money, man. So let's fucking make some money. Doesn't have to be a lot of it, just enough to sustain you. think about this. Think about your how much money you make a year. Now, don't think of that as like the prison that you're trapped in. Think of other ways that you could make that money in that amount of time. If I had free time and needed to make my salary in a year, I think I could do it. Convincing my wife that I could do it is another story, but I might be able to do it. And I would definitely have a lot of self-doubt. I have more self-doubt than anybody you know. But I also know that I'm worthy. I know that I'm a worthy opponent. I'm a worthy challenger. I'll step into the arena. But sometimes I don't think I can get there, but I know I'm ready for it. If that makes any progress on that thought. I was just trying to bring Gangstar in there because, you know, Guru and Primo are primo. Back to the topic at hand. Make a playlist. I don't care what it is. I think metal does this really well. I know hip-hop does it really well. And maybe even some, like, pop music does it really well, you know? Like, Mark Ronson, I can throw that shit on and get down, man. I prefer the old stuff. You might like the new stuff. But, you know, check that work out. There's an infinite amount of music. If you wanted to start at the earliest Bessie Smith recording, known to man, start there. Try to work your way through the music. You cannot do it. If you just listen to music that was recorded on today's date, June whatever, 2019, if you started today and only listened to music that was made in this one day with the internet and all of these like artists everywhere in the world, you would never be able to listen to just one day's worth of music. There's infinite amount there to benefit you. This is a form of energy that I use every day. Maybe there are people that see this all the time. Maybe I'm beating a dead horse. Maybe this is obvious, but it wasn't to me for the longest time. And I was just looking through, like sifting through life. Be like, I just want to listen to Boards of Canada all the time. It'd be super chill, but it didn't work. It actually just made me angrier when I was angry and I just like, needed to do things. You know, I needed to snap out of it. You got to have ups and downs. You got to be a well-rounded person. You know, man, put on Billy Joel, Pressure. That shit gets me live. I hope it does you too. But whatever works for you, dude. I don't know a lot of metal, but I think that'll do well. Hell, man. You know, Basquiat used to listen to like a bunch of bebop. I bet you if you listen to bebop, even if you don't even know you like bebop, it'll work for you. So this is what I implore you to do. I've been making another, like I said, a playlist. I want to try to link that up. But man, this could be the infinite benefit to you, in my opinion, because it's been of an outstanding benefit to me when I put it to the test in my life. That's a pretty small focus group, but I'll tell you right now that it helps me out. So is that good enough? Is that a good, well-rounded podcast? I brought you down and then I brought you back up again. I'm gonna try to leave you up. I'm gonna scoot your little booty out of the country club for tonight. It's getting late. We gotta put the puppies back in the kennel. I hope they brought a little bit of joy to you. We call them the hellhounds. Idiots, you know, just for fun. So you haven't been initiated yet. We'll come up with a cool initiation. Maybe we'll draw like a cool like pentagram with like a Wu-Tang logo in the middle of it. We'll all like wear cool shit with like plague mask with like Legion of Doom shoulder pads or something. We'll figure it out. We'll get there. Anyway, I wanna just scoot you along for tonight. I love you guys. I don't know you, but I'm pretty sure I like you. Do your best. Try to listen to this music to bring you up, bring you down, move you forward, move you from side to side. You know, if you get mad in the car, don't listen to the angry shit. You know, man, just put on a little bit of Christopher Cross or whatever and just like, you'll be sailing, I promise you. Until next time, and there will be a next time, I promise you that too. Bless up. What's another thing people say? Do it to it. Life's a beach. Dig it.